Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. The Mormon Miracle Pageant, it's coming up in June. The dates are June 18th, 19th, and 20th. And then it continues again the next week on June 23rd through the 27th. You've probably heard us talk about the Mormon Miracle Pageant before. It's an outreach that I certainly do look forward to every year. It gives us a great opportunity to go out on the streets of this rural Utah town called Manti and share the gospel with local residents and those who are LDS that have come to watch this outdoor play called the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
And basically, it tells the story of Joseph Smith in a creative way, because there's a lot of facts that are mixed with fictional kinds of information as well. So you have to be able to sort through that. But the centerpiece is this couple who is trying to find the true church, and the final stage is them going to the celestial kingdom, and she greets her husband, Robert, at the gates of the celestial kingdom and are forever a family.
And interspersed throughout the pageant are scenes from the Book of Mormon. And so there's these battle scenes between the dark-skinned Lamanites and the light-skinned Nephites. So you get a little bit of a picture of what they believe the Book of Mormon to be about as well. But for years, Christians have been going down there, sharing the gospel, and a number of youth groups find this to be a great time to come out and get their feet wet and actually be challenged in what they believe in order to challenge others in what they believe.
And this is a great place if you've never done a lot of evangelism to be able to go down there. There are typically more than 100 Christians on the streets before the pageant begins at 9:30 who are sharing their faith. And just if you've never gone to this, I'm going to recommend that you do go. And we're going to get a chance to debut a brand new $1 million bill that we just produced. We have produced in the past bills featuring Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, Buddy and Santa, and Spencer Kimball. Those are the four we have so far. Well, we have a new one, Bill, and it is featuring Emma Smith.
Emma Smith. And one of the reasons why we think this is going to have some interest by locals is because you may recall that the Mormon Church put out two gospel topic essays dealing with the subject of plural marriage. And this second one that dealt with polygamy in Kirtland and Nauvoo, I think really hit the fan. It got national attention. And we have experienced in talking with many Mormons that very few of them are familiar at all with how many wives Joseph Smith had. How many plural wives did he have? We've always gone with a number of around 33, maybe 34, but in this essay, the church said there could have been as many as 40. And in that essay, they admit that Joseph Smith was married to women who had living husbands, and he was also married to teenagers, including one, Helen Mar Kimball, who was just a few months from turning 15, is the way it was worded, which of course means she was 14. That gets a lot of Mormon attention. And so this tract has a picture of Emma Smith on the front, like our other ones have a picture of a prominent Mormon on the front. And then what does it have on the back?
On the back, we have the listing of Todd Compton's 33 wives, and we list the date of when Joseph Smith married these women, as well as whether they were married to another man or single at the time, and how old they were. So we have that whole list on there and a little bit more, and we also have the website that we have designed to go with this tract. It's going to be called josephswives.com, and there's no apostrophe in there, just one word, josephswives.com. And we're going to include that as an additional information for people who want to learn more, along with links and other things. And, you know, Bill, people who are listening to us might want to help us be able to do this outreach that we're going to be going on, as well as help us pay for these bills. This is not a cheap evangelism event, even though it's nearby, because there's a lot of expenses of driving and the food and the rest for the 2 weeks that we're there. So for the May offer, the electronic offer of the month, we'd like to offer our listeners a chance to get 50 of these bills, which if you would donate electronically, the donate button is on the main page, mrm.org, and there's actually an article that goes with that. If you click on that and you donate $10.49 or more, but if you do more, please keep the 49-cent on the end of that, because we want to know that you actually want those bills, which would be different from anybody who's just making a random donation. So if you would like to get the bills, $10.49 would be the minimum. You could do $20.49, you could do $149, whatever. Just keep that 49 cents. And at the beginning of June, before we go to this pageant, we'll make sure we mail you a packet of 50 of these that you could hand out to your friends and neighbors.
Now, what if a group wants to go to Manti? Because there are things that you can do. If you're a youth group leader and you want to bring your young people to this, if you were to come, not just before the pageant starts in the evening, we usually hit the streets about 6, 6:30, but let's say you wanted to come and stay down in Manti, they actually open the park that you can camp out and sleep in the park. It's relatively inexpensive. It's about $10 per tent, and then they also have an individual charge if you want to sleep under the stars, which if that's your thing.
And we have all of this information on our website. It's at the very top as well. We'll have that linked. It's mrm.org/mrm-Manti. If you go there, we have all the information, tells you the dates, it tells you where you can take showers and the public swimming pool and the campground. It gives you directions. We have everything there. But as far as a rough schedule, if somebody wanted to come and camp instead of just going and seeing the pageant, it doesn't end until 11 or 11:30, so it's pretty late to go home. It's not that expensive, as you said, Bill, to perhaps camp in the park with a number of other Christians, and we can certainly give you more information as to where we're exactly going to be. It's not a big park. But what they have every day, you got to go to this at least once. You got to go to the Ephraim Church of the Bible, which is the next town over from where Manti is. And this church is located on 400 South, 400 East in Ephraim. They do a service from 9:30 to about noon every day involving prayer, worship. They have fellowship, and they have a special teaching message that is given as well. And so from 9:30 to 12, a lot of the Christians will gather together. And then in the afternoon, people have a chance to do different activities. There are service projects if you'd like to be involved in that. We like to go in and help the community, building them fences and other things where the widows and the orphans live, and we try to take care of people there. There's also a chance to relax or maybe do some evangelism activities, whatever you'd like to do. But then we gather together for those who are in the Manti Park. Usually there's good food served up. Usually it's by Susie. I'm not sure if she's coming this year, but about $5 you can eat with all the Christians, and there's usually about 100 Christians in the park who will eat together a nice warm meal. And then we usually meet in the streets of Manti for worship around 6 o'clock, and then from 6:30 to 9:30, we're evangelizing. And it is some of the best evangelism that you will ever see. Everybody has their own shtick, including you, Bill McKeever. What do you like to do?
I come with my little red wagon and my gold plates replica, and I get into a lot of conversations with Mormons about that, because even though this story is very familiar to most members of the LDS Church, we find that a lot of Mormons have never really thought through this story, and what I try to show is that there is just no way that this story can be replicated.
And I have a lot of those videos that are on the internet on YouTube, and some of those videos have over 10,000 hits, and it gets probably more attention than anything else that I have done. And I've done a number of LDS issues, including the race issues, dating, and other issues like that. But that one that you do on the gold plates, it seems to stick under their skin somehow, and they just can't leave it alone.
Well, I think it's because they realize what a serious dilemma this becomes, because if the gold plate story was fabricated by Joseph Smith, if the witnesses to the gold plates really did not see tangible gold plates, as many Mormons believe, then that certainly undermines the claims that Joseph Smith made for not only the Book of Mormon, but for this restored church that he claims he was called to start. Some might think, well, my young people might not be ready to go out on the streets to talk with people about their faith. I would say that shouldn't be a problem. if you feel maybe intimidated by that, that just to go and just stand on the outside of where some of these conversations are taking place and listening to the people that are talking to the Mormons one-on-one, it won't take very long where you start to see how they handle themselves, some of the subjects that they bring up and the way they ask questions and how they respond to the questions. And if nothing else, to just stand in the background and pray for the Christian that's doing the talking, pray for the Mormon who's being spoken to, that their heart will be open and they will receive this information, is essential and it's very important.
On the bottom of that webpage, mrm.org/mrm-manti, M-A-N-T-I, is how you spell Manti. I have a whole list of YouTube videos featuring you, Bill, Chip Thompson, and others who I have filmed, so you can get an idea of how some of that evangelism might take place. And please don't think because you're not as good as Chip or Bill that you can't do evangelism too. These guys have been doing it for a long time. But the reason I like to do those kinds of videos, film you guys in a way that we can show what exactly it is you do and how then I can use your information to have an intelligent conversation with our Latter-day Saint friends. So again, mrm.org/mrm-manti. That has all that information. And if you don't like sleeping in a park, we list all the motels and hotels that are around in that area, the inns. However, they might all be full.
Yeah, if you're going to sleep in a hotel in the area, you might want to make your reservation as soon as possible because there's a good chance they're probably going to have no vacancies during that time. It's an important time for this little town of Manti. This is probably where they make most of their revenue as a town.
Well, we heard that one of the restaurants there made about 70% of its annual income in those 2 weeks of the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
Again, once more, explain to our listeners how they can help us underwrite the expenses for our part of this outreach and how we would like to reciprocate by giving them some of these new tracks that we have published for this event.
Yes, for $10.49 minimum donation electronically, if you go on our website and click the article that's at the very top, it will explain how you can do that. And if you want to give more than $10.49, just make sure it ends in 49 cents. And then we know you're going to want the packet of Emma Smith bills, brand new bills that we will be using out there at the pageant for evangelism efforts. I tell you what, we can't go to Manti or do the ministry we do without folks like you who are generous with your donations and helping us to reach the LDS people.
Once more, that's the Mormon Miracle Pageant. It begins on June 18th, goes the 18th, 19th, and 20th, and then the next week it goes from June 23rd to June 27th. If you're out there, be sure to stop by and say hello.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org. Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore.